Yeah, he literally just texted me a picture of it like an hour ago when it showed up, and I was torn. I was looking at that one, and I was looking at the THD75, and I'm like, I've been eyeing this Kenwood since they announced it. I really, my biggest gripe with that ICOM was the screen is huge. I feel like I'm going to break it, and it didn't have a keypad. So the Kenwood kind of fixed all that for me, and I don't think you go wrong with either radio, truthfully. They're the same exact price if you get the 60th anniversary edition 52, or if you get the 75. I think at that point, it's a preference thing, and I'm one of those guys that, like, once I've had something once, I really don't want to buy it again. And like I said, I've never had a Kenwood, so I'm like, I got to try one. And so far, incredibly impressed with it, very happy with it. I found a company that makes a glass screen protector, like, for a cell phone, so that was cool. Yeah, I'm just gonna run with this in the truck for a little bit and screw around on the node and whatnot, and try to get a little more active, and then who knows, maybe I'll buy another portable rig this winter. But I got a call coming in. Give me a couple minutes if you're still around. I'll be right back. NADDF.
Cool, nice talking with you, Dakota. We'll talk soon. I'm running into my parents' house. 73, man. KZ 86.